against it in large numbers. The evacuations canceled in many of the areas affected by the wildfire that's burned through more than 20,000 acres near Los Angeles. Firefighters making significant progress today with the help of improving weather. Although the fire had threatened hundreds of homes, only one is known to have been damaged and destroyed. A suburban casino in New Orleans has players again, and some New Orleans residents moving back into neighborhoods that have officially reopened. The French Quarter and the Garden District, part of the reopening, they escaped major flooding after Hurricane Katrina and Rita. The CEO of the Carnival Cruise Line is defending his company's $236 million contract with the federal government to use their cruise ships to house hurricane evacuees. Mickey Arison also denying reports the vessels are mostly empty with very few hurricane survivors on board. U.S. Senators Tom Coburn and Barack Obama had written a letter asking Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff to explain the contract with the company. They called it a sweetheart deal. They alleged the contract guaranteed Carnival rates that were much higher than market levels. The company says they don't even expect to make a profit on the deal. Tales of heroism at a New Orleans fire training center today, the first such ceremony since the city was hit by Hurricane Katrina. Most of those cited, like firefighter Bobby Carroll, spent endless days navigating the floodwaters, trying to rescue people from rooftops and attics. Carroll says it took four firefighters to lift one wheelchair-bound woman into a boat from a second-story apartment without tipping her or the boat over. New York Times reporter Judith Miller says she did not want to be in jail but would have stayed even longer to protect her source. She testified before a grand jury investigating White House officials leaking the name of a covert CIA operative. Miller was jailed for 85 days. She says her source let her know that he genuinely did want her to testify. This is Air America Radio News.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com. Radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks a lot for tuning in on Friday evening. We, you notice the music is different tonight. And again, it's because we've been in New York City all this week at the new facilities of Air America Radio Network, about which I'm going to talk a little bit more extensively in a couple of minutes. But this is our last night here in the city that never sleeps. We'll be going back to Atlanta tomorrow. And I got to give you a program note right away. Monday night on my program, you'll hear a best of Malloy. On Tuesday morning, I'm going to be sitting in for Jerry Springer, which requires getting up at, like, I don't know, 6 in the morning or something. There is a time like that called 6 in the morning. It does exist. And then on Wednesday be the Malloy program as usual. Thursday and Friday, we're off. And I've got some kind of powerhouse substitute team who's going to take care of everything. Okay, so you got that. Monday night, it's going to be a Best of Malloy program. Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, I'll be sitting in for Jerry Springer. All right. We have a lot of ground to cover tonight. I've got a guest in the studio here. His name is Steve Sinton. And you were one of the original people in this. You guys, your mic on?
Yeah, I was one of the guys here at launch, as a matter of fact.
At
I was
launch.
The vice president of programming and operations, and right. When it was just John Sinton's idea a year before it happened.
Are you related to him?
He's been like a brother to me.
He's been like a brother to you. Right.
When he pulled together the launch crew, and we realized that half the country wasn't getting the radio it should. You know, here it is a year and a half later, past the Air America launch, and half the phone calls start with, "Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I thought I was alone."
I know that keeps happening.
And we knew, I for sure knew that when we put this on, it would be hugely successful because half the country hadn't voted for the guy.
Right.
I had been a manager in the News Talk division at Clear Channel, and for everything that you hear about Clear Channel, it is full of people. It's full of lefties that root and cheer us on,
really,
and want us to happen. And we're largely successful in places like Portland and Miami and the others,
right.
because of guys like Pete and Mike Dirks, who have always wanted this to happen, and they were instrumental in doing it.
Well, it's going to be fun having Steve sit in with us tonight. You can tell by his voice, he knows a little bit about radio, so he's going to be here and joining in whenever the spirit moves him. We've got, like I said, we've got several things I want to cover tonight. The Bill Bennett thing. Bennett apparently doesn't understand the first rule of holes, which is when you're in one, stop digging. He opened his mouth and stuck his ass even deeper into his own throat yesterday regarding the statement he made earlier this week. Plus some stuff about the collapse of the World Trade Towers. I think it's time for me to start talking about that. Also, what's her name? Judith Miller, a warmonger of the highest order who helped convince this country to go to war, is out of jail. And we're going to cover a little bit of that. What else we got? I don't know. I got a lot of stuff here, so stick around, all right? First of all, this Bennett thing. You remember what he said on his talk radio program that is carried by, 115 stations, broadcast? It's Salem Radio Network. Remember now, that's the same network that refused to carry, their television division refused to carry Nightline the night Ted Koppel was going to name the names of all the American dead. These are real thugs and punks. We all know that. Bennett's statement, again, you want to reduce crime. If that were your sole purpose, you could abort every black baby in this country and your crime rate would go down. He went on to say that aborting all African-American babies, quote, would be an impossible, ridiculous, and morally reprehensible thing to do, but the crime rate would go down. All right? Now, that's caused a real storm, as well it should, over the past few days. And Bennett, of course, like a lot of these right-wingers, they immediately run to Sean Hannity's program. I don't understand. I guess it's because of television. The pig man doesn't have a television program, but Hannity does. And he winds up on Hannity the other night. And what was it he said on Hannity? You remember, Steve?
He said, you could abort every black baby in this country and your crime rate would go down.
Yeah, but I mean, what did he say on Hannity's program?
Oh,
he said, yeah, here it is. This is the first, he violated the first rule of Holes. He's on Hannity's program and he says to Sean, let me just tell you, when it comes to abortion, my wife's program, Best Friends, I guess that's an anti-abortion program, has kept more young women from having abortions because they don't get pregnant, because they take her good counsel. Hannity says, let me. Bennett says, they take her good counsel. And he says, in the entire black caucus, she has done more, referring to his wife, she has done more for inner city black girls than the entire black caucus. So I will not bow my head to any of these people. All right, you hear what I'm saying? This guy says his white wife has done more for black women than the entire black caucus. I mean, he calls them inner city black girls. Inner city black girls! Woo! We love those inner city black girls. I swear, I don't know how to respond to this. I don't know how to respond to this.
Bennett is an amazing guy. I've had him on the air. Have you?
No, I don't think I would. I hate these people, Steve. I can't get in the same room with them.
Bennett is, he's a great embarrassment, and he can't go away because he owes so much gambling debt. He's got to stay in the spotlight.
And
here's a guy who would go to the high roller table, the private one, behind the velvet rope in Vegas, and gamble all night long and drink all night long. Right. And here he is on the Moral Values Network, Salem Broadcasting, telling everybody how to run their life. He's in such great debt, he really can't get away. He is charming. He is very, very bright. But he's what's the word I'm looking for?
Freak?
A hooker.
Freak? Oh,
he's a hooker.
He's a hooker?
He's a hooker, right. Because when I had him on, he had sold himself off to some kind of homeschool system that you bought for like $20,000 a year.
Right.
And he was, it should have put him on that Clear Channel list of guests you avoid completely, like the guy who played the doctor on The Love Boat,
right?
Bernie Capel, you know, because all he does is tell you about real estate in Florida.
Yeah.
He shills that when he comes on. And he came on and shilled this stuff, and he has been a failure as an education secretary, as the head narc in the United States, the head of the DEA. And he thinks
he's a philosopher.
And a failure as a human being.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And the thing is that if he gets any more embarrassing, he may be a dream come true for us, because he's not like Livingston. He didn't go away when the scandal broke. And Republicans are really good at going away when scandals break. And this guy can't afford to, because he owes he owes the VIG on a $1 million loan to a guy in an El Dorado behind a bowling alley.
Right, whose last name ends in a vowel.
So he has to take care of all this stuff. He stays in the spotlight, and I kind of light candles every night that he becomes their Jane Fonda on the anti-aircraft gun.
That would be so wonderful, wouldn't it? Yeah, wouldn't it? The reference to Livingston, this was a guy who was going to replace Newt Gingrich. When Newt had to, when Tom DeLay got out the long knives and went after Newt, got rid of Newt, and they bring in Livingston, and part of the thing about Newt was he was boinking, we talked about this the other night, he was boinking somebody on one of the House Agriculture subcommittees while he's still married. So they bring this Livingston guy out, and turns out Livingston has a standing rule when he was a congressman from Louisiana. Any female lobbyist that came into his office, you want to talk? First lay down. And, you know, this is a family values crowd. This is what people who listen to this program understand. This is what drives me crazy. These people are corrupt. I mean, they're filthy. And they get away with it. They get away with it. All right, quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Can you believe these gas prices? They are really going to keep us indoors this fall.
Well, I'm tired of looking at these plain walls. They need a fresh coat of paint.
Okay, I'll go to the warehouse store and pick some up.
Oh, no. Remember what happened last time? Let's go to Ace Hardware instead. They have excellent advice, and their high-quality Ace Royal paint comes in thousands of colors.
And look at this Ace Circular promoting the Harvest of Colors paint sale in October. It says we can get $10 back by mail-in rebate for every 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint we buy, and there's no limit.
With no limit, we can paint the entire house.
Available to participating Ace Hardware stores through October 31st.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. 5. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. We're at 866-303-2270. I just got a call on my cell phone. My producer slash wife tells me that Monday night is not a best of Malloy. It is, in fact, Paul Rykoff is going to be hosting for me on Monday night. Okay, my bad. That'll make everybody happy. I hate best of programs too. I really do, because it's not best of. It's just whatever they can pull up the rack. You know?
What do we got up there in the shelf? Oh, let's put this on.
So, doing the program notes, what I was talking about when we first started the program tonight. Monday night will be Paul Rykoff sitting in for me, and I'll be sitting in for Jerry Springer on Tuesday morning. I'll be back Wednesday. Now, regarding the Bill Bennett thing, I got a couple of emails today. I just want to share them with you. This is from Reggie in Granada Hills, California. He says a few things, and then he says this. The sense of unearned entitlement is a white man's most deadly disease. It can be as silky smooth in its delivery as the fragrance of a rose. Armed with this intrinsic superiority complex, too many whites feel it's their duty to define matters of race and insensitivity as though the recipients, black and brown people, have got it all wrong. They know better, the white folks do, what is or is not racist, which of course makes them in control on the entire subject of race. When Bill Bennett stated the other day that crime would go down if all black babies were aborted, he was defining crime with a very selective palate. It's beyond obvious that Bennett's crime definition excludes big corporate scandals like Enron, Tyco, Global Crossing. It excludes Timothy McVeigh, Ted Kaczynski, or the fact that FBI profilers say the average serial killer is a white male. Bill Bennett typifies a pattern of racism popularized by David Duke. If you don't lynch people or burn crosses on their lawns, you're not a racist in Bennett's world. As a black man, I imagine Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, or Louis Farrakhan saying that if we want to rid the world of corporatism, cronyism, and wars waged against unarmed nations based on fraudulent claims, we should simply abort every white baby. It might be impossible, and it may be morally reprehensible, but it would reduce those crimes. Yeah, back at you. And then this one from Paul. Regarding Bennett's statement, Paul writes, of course, Bennett's idea would have no effect on white-collar crime, which will continue to increase under the Republican one-party state. Mr. Bennett also failed to notice that if we aborted all rich babies, regardless of color, creed, or national origin, we could eliminate political corruption, economic exploitation, and poverty. We also would stand a good chance of eliminating wars, since the class that profits from them would eventually disappear. So it just keep, you know, it just keeps going on. And today the White House weighed in on this. The Bush administration, according to New York Times, distanced itself from the comments of Bennett. The official White House statement is that Bill Bennett, former Republican Secretary of Education, was off base. That's a resounding condemnation, isn't it, Steve? The White House spokesman Scott McClellan said that President George W. Bush, quote, believes the comments were not appropriate, and besides, he's busy fighting a war on terror.
Then they handed the ball to my other favorite, who is Ken Mellman, Karl Rove's
right,
hand-picked RNC chairman, the guy that replaced Haley Barbour. And it's what Keith Jackson would call a mismatch. Mm-hmm. You know, when he stepped up into that chair, let's say that he can cover the pass, but he can't cover the run. Stuff gets by him.
Right.
He's absolutely no Haley Barbour. So he steps up, and it's, What's worse is this hypocrisy from the left. So it's our fault. You know, this is, I'm going to take the hit right now. I'll take responsibility for this.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
Our fault. You know, everything you saw on TV didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that everybody who was in trouble, drowning in wheelchairs, hooked up to oxygen, hoping to God that the Coast Guard helicopter was going to come to them was black, was just because Central Casting moved everybody
that's right.
in
yeah,
there. That's
right.
all.
Yeah, yeah. Those people were just put there specifically to embarrass the Bush administration.
Uh-huh.
It's unbelievable.
So I like to apologize for the hypocrisy from the left.
You would.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
I feel compelled.
Thank you. Stan writes in, he said, it's certainly comforting to know what former education and morality czar William Bennett was contemplating when he wasn't planning for our nation's future or losing millions at the poker table. And let's make it clear, he was only speaking hypothetically about aborting all the black babies in America to prevent crime. You know, in theory. Which leads one to wonder how much of the insidious white-collar crime that robs, kills, and subjugates worldwide could be prevented if we only aborted all the white babies in America. Hypothetically speaking, of course. Stan and everybody's on the same page on this. All right, I just had to throw those in, all right? When we come back after this break, I want to talk a little bit about the World Trade Center towers and what happened there, okay? Do you want to put on your tinfoil hat, huh, and talk about it? All right, we'll do that. Stay with us. I'm Mike Mullah. This is Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859. Offer not available in Nevada.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The Mike Malloy Show. Because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
It's 26 before the hour. All right, listen up, okay? I want to get into this a bit tonight. I've gotten emails, all kinds of emails over the past 6 months, 8 months, year, 2 years. You know, when are you going to talk about what really happened on September 11th? And I tend to, that was such an egregious move against the United States. If I started thinking, and I think I said this on a program, that if the Bush crime family did have something to do with it and the American public came to that conclusion, it's all over. I mean, it's over. Pretty much everything in this country is over. I don't know if we could survive that truth if it turned out to be true. Now, we all watched the videos. We all know just about everything we could possibly know about this. A couple little wrinkles here. The wrinkles to me. The Chicago Tribune is reporting that the New York City Fire Department's new Muslim chaplain abruptly resigned this morning after saying in a published interview that he believes something other than Al-Qaeda hijackers brought down the World Trade Center. Now, the other day he said that, and today he resigned. The fire commissioner here in the city, Nicholas Scopetta, told reporters an hour before this guy, Imam Intikab Habib, was to be officially sworn in. Hour before he was to be sworn in, the fire commissioner says it became clear to him that he would have difficulty functioning as a FDNY chaplain. There was no prior indication that he held those views. Now, what happened was Habib told Newsday, a newspaper here, in an interview published last Friday, that he was skeptical, or published yesterday, that he was skeptical of the official version of the September 11 terror attacks on the World Trade Center, which, among other atrocities, killed 343 firefighters. Now, remember, this guy's going to be a chaplain, one of the chaplains with the fire department in New York. Habib told a newspaper, quote, "I've heard professionals say that nowhere ever in history did a steel building come down with fire alone," end quote. He went on to say, it takes two or three years to demolish a building like that, but it was pulled down in a couple of hours. Was it 19 hijackers who brought it down, or was it a conspiracy? End quote. Now, that's what the guy said. He is a native of Guyana in South America. South America?
Mm-hmm.
He joined the fire department as a chaplain August 15th. After the fire department in New York's Islamic Society recommended him for the position, it pays $18,000 a year. Woo! Commissioner Scopetta said Habib, who was educated in Islamic law in Saudi Arabia and preaches at a New York mosque, had appeared qualified and passed a background check. Habib made his comments after Newsday asked him whether he thought firefighters would object to a chaplain trained in Saudi Arabia. Now, that was the country, as you know, that was home to 15 of the 19 men who, I've got to put the word allegedly, I hate it, hijacked the jets on September 11, 2001, crashed them into Trade Center towers at Pentagon in Pennsylvania. The newspaper quoted Habib as saying, "There are so many conflicting reports about it. I don't believe it was 19 hijackers who did those attacks." He said he didn't know who was responsible. The mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, said he welcomes Habib's resignation. Okay, so far, what do we have here? In the eyes or ears of America, we have a Muslim trained in his religion in Saudi Arabia, a native of Guyana, who becomes or wants to be a chaplain in the New York Fire Department, making a statement that says, "Hey, I don't believe it." Okay? So it's easy to write him off, right? Get out of here. What are you talking about? It's easy to write him off. Okay, how about this? How about this guy? Huh? You ready? Morgan Reynolds, Dr. Morgan Reynolds, Ph.D., former member of the Bush team who served as director of the Criminal Justice Center at the National Center for Policy Analysis. He was also the former chief economist in the Labor Department during Bush's first term. And now he believes that the official story about the collapse of the trade centers is, his word, bogus, saying it is likely that a controlled demolition destroyed the Twin Towers and adjacent building number 7. All right? So let's write off the first guy. Well, you know, what is he? He's an imam. He's a Muslim. Gone. Story's gone. What about this guy? I bet this guy's a Christian. What do you want to bet? I bet he's a Baptist. He's also a professor emeritus at Texas A&M University. He says he believes it's next to impossible, his words, that 19 Arab terrorists alone outfoxed the mighty U.S. military, adding that the scientific conclusions about the Trade Center collapse may hold the key to the entire mysterious plot, his words, behind 9/11. He went on to say, Dr. Morgan Reynolds went on to say, it is hard to exaggerate the importance of a scientific debate over the cause or causes of the collapse of the Twin Towers and Building 7. If the official wisdom on the collapses is wrong, as I believe it is, he says, then policy based on such erroneous engineering analysis is not likely to be correct either. What does that sentence mean? Policy based on wrong information. War on terror? You think that's what he means? War on terror is wrong? That's not correct either? He goes on to say, The government, that's the Bush administration's collapse theory, is highly vulnerable on its own terms. One professional demolition appears to account for the full range of facts associated with the collapse of the three buildings. More importantly, momentous political and social consequences would follow if impartial observers concluded that professionals imploded the World Trade Center. Meanwhile, he goes on, the job of scientists, engineers, and impartial researchers everywhere is to get the scientific and engineering analysis of 9/11 right. Now, as most of you folks know, from the beginning, the Bush administration claimed that burning jet fuel caused the collapse of the towers. The recent 9/11 commission, remember that, failed to address the evidence contradicting the Bush administration's official version of 9/11. And some facts demonstrating the flaws in the government jet fuel theory include the following. Now listen up. Photos showing people walking around in the hole in the North Tower where 10,000 gallons of jet fuel supposedly was burning. Next, when the South Tower was hit, most of the North Tower's flames had already vanished, burning for only 16 minutes, making it relatively easy to contain and control without a total collapse. You want some more? Here's some more. The fire did not grow over time, probably because it quickly ran out of fuel and was suffocating, indicating without added explosive devices, the fires could have easily been controlled. Want some more? New York firefighters still remain under a tight government gag order to not discuss the explosions they heard, they felt, and they saw. FAA personnel also are under a similar 9/11 gag order, according to this. Even the flawed 9/11 Commission report acknowledges that none of the fire chiefs present believed that a total collapse of either tower was possible. Want some more? Fire had never before caused steel frame buildings to collapse, nor has fire collapsed any steel high-rise since 9/11. The fires, especially in the South Tower and World Trade Center No. 7, were relatively small. World Trade Center 7 was unharmed by any airplane and had only minor fires on the 7th and 12th floors of this 47-story steel building, yet it collapsed in less than 10 seconds. World Trade Center 5 and World Trade Center 6 had raging fires but did not collapse despite much thinner steel beams. Yada, 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 yada. Now, despite the numerous holes, it says here in the government story, the Bush administration has ignored all critics. Mainstream experts speaking for this administration offer a theory essentially arguing that an airplane impact weakened each structure and an intense fire thermally weakened structural components, causing buckling failures while allowing the upper floors to pancake onto the floors below. Now, get this. Hard evidence is lacking due to FEMA's quick removal of the structural steel before it could be analyzed. The criminal code requires that crime scene evidence be kept for forensic analysis, but FEMA had it destroyed or shipped overseas before a serious investigation could take place. Even more doubt is cast over why FEMA acted so swiftly, since, coincidentally, officials had arrived the day before 9/11 attacks at New York's Pier 29 to conduct a war game exercise named Tripod 2. Now, this thing goes on to say that, you know, the familiar photo of the Flight 93 crash site in PA shows no fuselage, no engine, nothing recognizable as a plane, just a smoking hole in the ground. Photographers were not allowed near the hole. Neither the FBI nor the NTSB have investigated or produced any report on the alleged airliner crashes. Now, you know, I could go on and on. We could spend the next 6 days, 8 days, a month going over all the stuff that's out there about this. But, Steve, let's take a break. We'll come back. I'm going to get your take on this. And if you've got a comment on this, I'll take your phone call about this. Okay? I don't want to talk right now about Bill Bennett, but about the Twin Towers. If you got something to say about this, as a matter of fact, maybe what we could do is open up a couple lines here that are holding to talk about Bill Bennett. We'll come back to Bill Bennett a little bit later. All right? 866-303-2270 is the number. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. We'll be right back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Very quickly, I've gotten a couple of emails. Last one here from Joel about Bennett, Salem Radio, and Sinclair Broadcasting. Okay, I screwed it up. Bennett is affiliated with Salem Radio, which is a religious broadcaster. And Steve is in here correcting me, too. Sinclair Broadcasting was the one that refused to air Nightline. And as Joel points out, yeah, they're two different organizations. Okay, my bad. All right, I got it straight now. I got it straight. Now, before we take some phone calls, what's your take on what I just talked about, Steve?
Well, you know, of the things that you do really well, your foil hat stuff is the best in the business. And I've been a fan of this show for a long time. Chicago, I listened to it, you know, wherever I was, Dallas or anywhere else. And you are sensational at this kind of stuff. As you know, this kind of event, always stuff like that. And, you know, if you hearken back to the Murrah Federal Building, everybody says there were pans of mercury placed in the stairwells to accelerate the explosion, that the ATF agents didn't come in that day. They knew it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I find this to be a similar thing. This incredibly catastrophic event could have been brought about by airplanes full of jet fuel. I think it's apparent that it can now. I don't think Al-Qaeda knew they could bring it down. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone in this government or any of the architects, anyone in building licenses and in inspections knew that a 767 full of fuel could bring down a building like this. For their incredible height at 110 stories, these were the first tall buildings built non-masonry. Do you remember that?
I do not.
Yeah.
Probably in the autopsy, bad word, of what happened, that was pointed out. But I don't remember it as being a fact of the trade towers.
Yeah, these for as giant as they were, they were the first big buildings built without any masonry. It was all the steel that happened in the center. And is this all plausible? Yeah, it's all plausible. Do people believe it? I don't know if we're ever really going to know what happened, because this really lends itself to something that turns the government over. It starts with the concept that Al-Qaeda is pretty much a street gang that got lucky. Mm-hmm. And after that, it pyramids. You have it's never one thing. It's always a bunch of things that make this happen. You got somebody who didn't read a presidential daily briefing.
Right.
You've got people at 10th and Pennsylvania in the FBI building that didn't heed reports from the Minneapolis field office and the Phoenix field office. Large groups of Arabic men are taking flying lessons and don't appear interested in how to land. And, you know, when you get that kind of neglect with everybody, let's think the best about it. They're all running on cruise control, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's think that. If that is the case, then you have absolutely less confidence in your government than you had, 2 weeks ago when you watched people drowning in New Orleans.
But how do you account for, not that you have to account, but how does one account for the abundance, let me use that word, of dissenting opinion from structural engineers, from fire department people, from people who understand these kinds of cataclysmic events, that there's no airplane that could have brought this thing down? I mean, there has just been story after story. World Trade Center 7 that wasn't even hit. I mean, how then is that accounted for?
All right, let's. I'm going to take your first guy from the Trib article, and I'm going to throw him out. He is 18K. What does he work here? You know, he's going to be the chaplain for FDNY, and they tend to be pretty brave guys. They not only go to the fires, they go in them. They take care of people. They are like auxiliary firefighters. What does this guy know? I'm not interested so much what this guy knows. I'm interested in what he feels, because does he speak for the Muslim world, the billion people that we have this massive disconnect with, this inability to reach? Well, you know, we sell soap to you every day on TV you don't need. You know, we probably, God forbid, sell you stuff on Air America you don't need.
No.
All right. And so why can't we sell ourselves to a billion people that we need to connect with. This guy is telling us that, and we miss these early signals, that a billion people do not feel the way that we feel about this and think there's another story and that we blew up our own buildings.
Well, what about the Bush administration official?
That's a different thing. And when you get into structural engineers, I'm a knowledgeable guy with a deep voice, with a lot of credibility, and I can sit here and probably say anything, and you'll buy the soap.
Yeah.
I don't know structurally. I come back to, can a 767 loaded with fuel, and that was a brilliant part of the plan. These airplanes were heavy. They were all juiced. Bring down buildings like this, and my primary answer is I don't think Al Qaeda knew. I don't think the administration knew. And if you buy into that manifesto that called for another Pearl Harbor, this is the perfect event. And if that's plausible, if it's credible, the second Pearl Harbor event, I don't think whoever was into this knew those towers would come down.
All right. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I hear you saying is that this was an amazing, crazed, unexpected or unintended result.
I exactly. I don't think we'll ever know what the real answer is, but as Bill Bennett would say, luck had a lot to do with it.
Oh, God. All right, we're going to take some phone calls on this when we come back, all right? So if you're on hold, stick around. I want to hear what you got to say. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Can you believe these gas prices? They are really going to keep us indoors this fall.
Well, I'm tired of looking at these plain walls. They need a fresh coat of paint.
Okay, I'll go to the warehouse store and pick some up.
Oh, no. Remember what happened last time? Let's go to Ace Hardware instead. They have excellent advice, and their high-quality Ace Royal paint comes in thousands of colors.
And look at this Ace Circular promoting the Harvest of Colors paint sale in October. It says we can get $10 back by mail-in rebate for every 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint we buy, and there's no limit.
With no limit, we can paint the entire house.
Available at participating Ace Hardware stores through October 31st.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. George Bush reportedly has now finished his consultations with senators and will soon be ready to announce his second Supreme Court nomination. Bush is headed to Camp David for the weekend. Spokesman Scott McClellan says Bush could make his choice public anytime after he returns. Leaving the White House today, Bush smiled but shrugged at the shouted questions from reporters about a potential decision. Bush will return to the White House on Sunday to attend the annual Red Mass, a service for those in the legal profession. And on Monday, he plans to attend the investiture ceremony for Chief Justice John Roberts at the Supreme Court. McClellan says Bush and aides have discussed the next nomination with more than 80 senators. After 85 days in jail and a few hours before the grand jury, New York Times reporter Judith Miller says she's looking forward to going home. She says she agreed to testify today after the source she had been protecting, Louis Libby, Dick Cheney's assistant, told her that she could testify and after prosecutors agreed to limit what they asked for. The grand jury, looking into whether White House officials and which ones leaked the identity of an undercover CIA operative. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says Iraqi security forces are getting better, not worse. Rumsfeld comments a day after the top U.S. commander in Iraq told Congress the number of Iraqi army battalions capable of fighting without U.S. help had dropped from 3 to 1. General George Casey disclosed the reduced number of combat-ready Iraqi battalions to congressional committees. Those remarks prompted lawmakers of both parties to criticize the apparent lack of progress and question whether it would be possible to begin withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq next year after all. Fire officials in the Los Angeles area say evacuations have been canceled in 10 areas, still in effect in 2 of the areas affected by a large wildfire. Although the blaze has threatened hundreds of homes, only one home destroyed and some smaller buildings, L.A. County Deputy Fire Chief Mike Bryant says the fire is far from over. He says crews will probably be there at least for another week. He's hoping 35% containment of the fire later today. The blaze has already burned more than 20,000 acres in the hills and canyons on the northwest edge of Los Angeles and the suburbs to the west. New Orleans French Quarter and other neighborhoods officially reopened to residents today. One 75-year-old woman returned to a home that's water damaged and has mold, no electricity. She said she'd do some cleaning up and go back to Houston until the power is back on. New Orleans has a casino back in business. The Boomtown New Orleans Casino in suburban Harvey is now open. It had been closed and evacuated when Hurricane Katrina struck August 29th. This is Air America Radio News.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of 3 beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Well, during the break, we've been looking at some emails here, Steve and I. Jesus, they're running about 10 to 1. They think you're one of them, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, a year and a half ago, I helped put this network on the air, and that's because I'm one of them. It's all a clever ruse. We never meant any of it here.
Now let me just make it clear here that Steve is just, you know, he's in New York this week like I am, just kind of hanging out. We thought it'd be fun to come in here because he is one of the people who put this network together, but he's not an expert on this. And he and I may disagree on this, but Jesus, you guys, ease up a little bit. He's not saying it's all hog snot. He's just saying a lot of you folks have done a lot of research on this, and I love you for it. My feeling is, I've said this before on the air, this is where Steve and I probably disagree. I have a feeling that the Bush crime family, and I've said this, either was actively or passively involved in what happened on September 11, 2001. Passively, the best case scenario for these thugs is they knew something horrible was going to happen and did nothing. Actively, they set the whole thing up. Now, as far as I'm concerned, the Bush crime family fits somewhere on that scale, somewhere along that line. My man Steve here is just more practical than I am.
Well, you know, you said it during the break. You said, sometimes I don't know. My dislike for the administration,
and that's true,
shades,
right,
things that, and I said, yeah, that holds you back. And the fact that that I'm one of those people who just really, doesn't want to know if the government was involved. And there are a lot of us, because that would bust a lot of cherries.
Oh, sure it would. A lot of people would have to quietly go crazy or commit suicide and say, this is not my country.
And it leaves us all in that terribly uncomfortable place. Have you been to Ground Zero since you were here?
Not this trip. Two times ago when we were up here, we stayed in a hotel. Just, you could see it out of our window.
Yeah, Brandon and I went there last night, and it's completely different at night.
That's your son.
We were taken with the expressions on the faces of people around us.
Mm-hmm.
They're wrought.
Yeah, oh, sure. Absolutely.
They
absolutely
are angst driven, because it doesn't take much to see like the ghost silhouette of those buildings when you look at it.
Oh, it's scary. I can remember going many times up to Windows on the World back in the 80s and many trips here to New York, going in the trade towers. And that morning when the towers came down, my daughter Libby called me from Florida and said, are you watching CNN? And I was working for IE America Radio Network at the time, and I said, no, I'm just waking up. What? She said, turn on CNN quick. And I turned on, and I thought, I couldn't handle it. My brain couldn't get around it.
Yeah.
You know? So I started screaming for Kathy, turn on the TV downstairs. She watches, and then we watched those buildings come down. Now, I know You know, I said to Kathy, those buildings hold 50,000 people. You know, oh my God, this is going to be the worst tragedy. As it turned out, the tragedy was horrendous, but 50,000 people didn't die. Those two buildings were capable. I think that's how many people worked there. Plus, you had all the tourists. Hell, I was a tourist. I used to go up in that and look out over the New Jersey and Manhattan and Connecticut, too. I think you could see everything.
Well, you know, and one of the reasons we put this network together was to empower people. And this network does. And you can call here and be heard. And there was, there were trains of thought that were not being heard. I was a manager for Clear Channel in Ohio in the News Talk Division. 8:46, that first airplane hit. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the call. I'm watching on TV as the second one happens. We're all in there. We get the call on the air shortly thereafter that 180th Ohio Air National Guard has been scrambled. We had a source out at the airport said, these guys, every F-16 they have just went up with everything under the wings they've got, and I've never seen that before. And they were going up to get the plane that turned and crashed at Swanksville, Pennsylvania. Everybody has little bits of knowledge about this.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody brings something to the table on this. And I'm not discounting the official report.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I'm saying the voice inside of me that says, if your government was behind this, I just couldn't handle it. It
okay.
would destroy
All right.
me.
All right. Well, but then you,
I'm like a lot of people too because of that.
Right. But you're doing it in a way. You're doing what I'm doing. You're
mm-hmm.
you're holding on to an emotion about this.
Yes.
And in that regard, I think both of us are just nonplussed. I mean, we don't know really what to think. But again, I am comfortable in a psychotic kind of way. I'm comfortable with saying on the air, with saying to myself, saying to my wife, saying to my kids. I do believe that the Bush crime family somehow, some way, passively, actively, somewhere on that sliding scale was involved in this. And I can't help it because to me they're killers, Steve. I mean, these people are killers. I don't like them. I hate them. And does that color my opinion of them? Yes. Granted, it does. But so what? I hated Hitler. Well, yeah. I wasn't around. But I mean, you know, when I read, you know, I hated Hitler. So.
You actually hold back because of your opinion. That was our discussion. You say, you know, I really have a lot more to say about this, but, you know, sometimes my dislike for the administration just, you know, overrides everything. I think I have to pull back. So you're in the same spot emotionally, okay?
Yeah, well, also I'm on the public airwaves, you know, so I have to pull back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do some phone. Let's see what Gino is calling from San Francisco, listening on KQKE. Gino, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to hear you. Steve, I just want to say I completely respect your honesty, the fact that you're willing to admit that this is an emotional difficulty. And it is to admit that our government could be somewhat complicit. But, you know, really it's a matter of physics. Glass and steel are comparably the same melting point. And if a building ever got to the point where the steel would melt, the rush of cooling air would cause the windows to explode in some places. And that never happened. And when the steel came down, it broke into chips, little bits, all the way through, which is why they got rid of it so quickly. Because if the steel melted, it would have buckled. It wouldn't have came down like it did, which to me is just an impossibility.
All right, now, Gino, it sounds like you have you've done research on this, right?
Oh yeah. Well, very different sources. None of which. One main great source is the New Pearl Harbor, but the main industry magazine for fire engineering came out within, I think, 6 months of this and was just astounded that the steel building, the steel could have melted. In fact, they protested vehemently that that was the reason, and including the professor emeritus that you spoke of. I can't remember his name right off, but he's another person who has some substantive educational ability to understand the physics behind the possibility of this structural design collapsing because of steel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and in addition to the plane that hit the Pentagon, I mean, the guy who supposedly flew that plane was laughed at that he even had the ability to do this dive bomb from 7,500 feet straight down in a matter of 20 seconds and not hit the ground, strafe the ground almost immediately as soon as he dropped that far. Hey, you know, and not only that, but the radar technology of all military airplanes has this friend or foe signal that automatically goes on. Any plane in airspace that is not a friend will be seen as an enemy and automatically hit with missiles that are just supposed to be triggered automatically. How the heck could this plane get in that airspace that length of time, in addition to making that technicality of a air dive by somebody who was supposedly a novice who only didn't even care about landing? It's astounding to me. And
I was with you to that point. The airplane IFF'd friend because it's a commercial aircraft. It transponds commercial. But, you know, I got real trouble about how these guys, with 8 weeks of pilot classes, were able to penetrate an air defense system that's supposed to be the finest in the world and certainly the most expensive mankind's ever seen.
I know. Gino, I have to leave you there. Thanks, man. I appreciate your call. All right, quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to keep talking about this. What the hell? I mean, let's do it. It's Friday night. Let's talk about this. I can go back to Bill Bennett, but, you know, I can only take so much. So join us if you want to. 866-303-2270. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomypc.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
People moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Grab on, brother, grab on. Person talking about love and brother is the preacher, and it seems nobody's interested in learning.
22 before the hour, or 22 past the hour. All right, back to your phone calls. You know what we're talking about. Let's get right back into it. Karen is calling from Montana. Karen, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering if you were familiar with a video called 9/11 in Plain Sight, hosted by Dave Von Kleist of Power Hour Radio.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. I haven't seen it, but yeah, I'm familiar with most of the stuff that's been out there. The videos, the photographs, the reports. Yeah, but I haven't actually sat and watched the one you're talking about.
Yeah, all right. I wanted to point out for the listeners out there that there was a demolition expert that was interviewed in that video who said when it came to Building 7 at the World Trade Centers, the decision was made to pull the building, which is a demolition term. And
yeah, that's what the owner said.
What I'm wondering about that is how is it possible for them to plan to pull a building in a matter of hours when that's something that takes weeks or even months to plant? They have to bring in experts to map out the building and lay detonation charges, okay? And there were firefighters on the scene that were interviewed in this video as well who said they watched these buildings come down, and each floor before it came down popped out as if it were a controlled demolition. And there were at least three of them saying, I mean, this thing looked like it was controlled. And there was a Fox News reporter who also witnessed the second plane coming in. And he was interviewed live on Fox News before the government had a chance to step in and start silencing people. And he said he saw this plane closely enough to see that it was not a commercial airliner. It was a large gray plane with no windows, and he said there was a logo on the front of the plane, a small logo that was not anything to do with commercial airlines. And I just find it hard to believe with all this evidence, eyewitnesses on the ground who said that it didn't look like commercial airliners. There was plenty of evidence at the Pentagon to suggest a 757 was never even found. I find it hard to believe with all this overwhelming evidence that this thing was caused by hijackers alone and that the government didn't have anything to do with it. As much as I would like to believe that the government didn't, I don't want to think I'm living in a country that would do something like this, but it's hard to believe that they didn't have any involvement.
I hear you. Karen, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Where did... Where does this come from? That Karen knows, that Gino knows, that the callers know, is when I've looked at photographs of the Steve of what happened at the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that impresses me is where in the hell is the airplane? Where's the tail? Where's the tanks? Where are the engines? Did the thing slam in? Make it into one of the inner rings? Didn't do the damage to the Pentagon on each side of the hole that wings would have done. Where is it?
So you don't subscribe to the surveillance cam footage of the airplane hitting the Pentagon?
Now what is that? I don't know what that
there
is.
There's a surveillance camera in the Pentagon parking lot. That's outside the building that shows a commercial airliner slamming into the Pentagon. Now, I want to say this. In an age of Photoshop,
yeah, really,
where you get that great picture of Bush and his dad fishing
in
New Orleans,
right.
Oh, is that the best?
Yeah, well, okay, so, you know, photograph never lies. The hell it doesn't. It always lies. Now, if you want it to, you can do anything. You know, anything with video, with stills. The earliest photographs that I saw, the stills, I'm not talking about the video. Maybe there is something that shows a 750, whatever it was, flying in the Pentagon. But when I look at the photographs, and I see nothing there, and I don't know, something clicks in my head. Where's the wreckage? Where?
I can't answer that, but to get back to Karen's call, how do you stage a 110-story building dropping pancake style in a limited time frame?
How do you do it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's her question.
Yeah. How do you do it? I mean, I am all about her when she asks that.
I don't know.
Because that's my question as well. I think.
But she said the same thing basically that you said. You don't want to believe that your government had something because you'll go insane or you'll all of a sudden every belief system you have will collapse.
I'm an American. I belong to the greatest country and the greatest people of all time. I can't believe another American would do that.
I hear you. But, you know, I wonder how many Germans said that about Hitler. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Save you. Save me. That's the way of faith. Save you. Lord, it will save me.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false?
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe.
1-800-401-8833. If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hell of a love,
It's about 25 before the hour. You know what we're talking about, the World Trade Center collapse and the tinfoil hat stuff and the 911 stuff. And while you were out in the break room there, Steve, getting some coffee, I'm going through the email here, and people are saying either we're both crazier than you know, two rats in a sack, or you are, or I am, or I love Malloy's program, but I'm getting out of here because this tinfoil hat crap, I just can't, you know, I can't, or I can't believe Malloy doesn't understand the truth. And you get different opinions what the truth is. The truth is Bush is behind it all. The truth is Bush is not behind it all. What is it about this topic, this subject, that for 4 years now is gotten to this point? This is even worse than the Kennedy assassination.
This is a huge vein. This is a terrific nerve. It is the biggest event of our lifetime. You know, you and I actually thought we were going to make it through our lifetime with the biggest event being a man on the moon.
Yeah.
And it was not to be that way. This thing happened, and all of us, in spite of our technology, our faith, our wealth, got turned upside down. And there are still a lot of questions about what happened that day to those buildings. This is, you know, this is just one part of the theories that abound, and you know, I've heard them on your show. Mm-hmm. This is just one part. The buildings are just one part.
Right.
And this, it, what do you look for in broadcasting? What? Why do we research? Why do we do focus groups? We find out what they want and we give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this thing, this has its own nervous system. This touches everybody in the country. It not only touches everybody in the country, it touches everybody in every other country. This, in one fell swoop, reminded us of our mortality and how small we are in the scheme of things. After that, you can start digging through the rubble and finding out what happened.
Yeah. I just wonder if I will live long enough to know the irrefutable, objective truth about the whole thing, and I sometimes don't think I will. Al is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Al, well, whoops, is that happening again? All right. That's a phone problem here. It's going to be gone over the weekend. I'm sorry. If you hold on and you get that and we can't get to you, call right back in. That's all I can tell you. Dan is calling from Santa Fe. Dan, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to talk about the Pulitzer interview with Bill Moyers and Larry Silverstein, but I just want to take what the woman from Montana said and take it a little bit further. She said that, you know, Larry Silverstein said we decided to pull the building, which means,
yeah, no, so people know he was the owner of Moyers.
He held the lease,
right,
on the building,
right?
And just for background, he stood to gain between $300 and $500 million if that building collapsed,
right?
So that, you know, you can imagine him saying, oh, I think we ought to pull it. I'm rich. But some people might think, but what she said was also true about you cannot rig a building for controlled demolition in a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
It takes quite a while and a lot of planning and some experts. So it is a virtual certainty that on the evening of the 10th of September, that building number 7 was already rigged for controlled demolition. Now
wait, is that just an outrageous statement, what you just said, or is it?
I mean, try to get some experts on demolishing skyscrapers on the show,
right,
and ask them how long it takes. Ask them if it's plausible that after the planes hit World Trade Center 1 and 2 in the morning, that and a decision-making process goes on in somebody's mind so that by about 10:30, 11 o'clock, somebody's saying, well, you know, maybe I better get a controlled demolition set up in building number 7. We better get those experts down there right away in case we have to do it. Well, under no circumstances could that possibly have happened before the afternoon of the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it had to have been in place on the evening of the 10th. Absolutely had to. Which means, now, let me push this a little further. Because some people might think, well, maybe you want to set up controlled demolition on a just-in-case basis, okay? Just in case something happened, and maybe they just set that up, and it was just a coincidence. That's not true either, because the explosives that you put in place in time become unstable, and they're plausible to go off by themselves or to not function correctly, so that if in, you know, 6 months later you actually want to demolish the building, it might not work right. The only reason to rig a building for a controlled demolition is if you intend to demolish it over the next couple of days.
All right. So
the next statement I'm going to make.
Oh, wait. Hold it just a second, because I think Steve wants to.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, you make a good argument, and let me mess it up for you. Yeah, explosives do deteriorate over time. As a matter of fact, most of them deteriorate quickly. But if you take the guys who brought down, let's say, any of the white elephants, Three Rivers, Riverfront, Fulton County Stadium, any of those, they had well over a week to set it up out in the open. How do you quietly go about rigging a building for its demise? How do you do it? It takes a long time.
I'll admit that I don't have the answer for that.
And how do you stealthily go about a building that's always got a ton of people in it?
But if that's the only question, Steve, I think that could, you and I are just a couple of white guys sitting around talking.
We would have a hard time answering that.
Right.
Larry Silverstein might have a better answer, but I'm not sure if he's willing to give it to us.
You don't think he was part of the plot, do you?
Well, okay, he was the one that said, we've had such a terrible loss of life, maybe the smartest thing to do is to pull it.
Mm-hmm.
And they made that decision to pull, and we watched the building collapse. That's a quote from his from the interview.
Right.
Okay. Plus, as soon as that building goes down, he's about $300 to $500 million richer.
Okay, so maybe he had his own little agenda.
Well, but I will virtually guarantee. No, he knew that the building was rigged for controlled demolition.
Mm-hmm.
That's clear from his statements. Okay. And it's also, and so his motivation, you know, could be just financial, but it's also clear that the fact that he knew that it was rigged for controlled demolition means that he must be on the inside of something, because why would that building be rigged for controlled demolition unless somebody knew what was going to happen the next day?
All right, so here, another blind alley. Here we are in the maze. All right, what was your second thing?
Well, the other thing was the film clip of from the I think it was a gas station across the street from the Pentagon.
Right.
Surveillance
camera there too.
Right, the surveillance camera.
Right.
Now I've seen the series of stills from that, because that's all a movie is a series of stills, and what was released was not a picture of a commercial airline going into the Pentagon. What was released was the portion of the film where whatever is going into the Pentagon is hidden behind something, some structure.
Mm-hmm.
And then the explosion. There was about four or five frames where you could have actually seen what was going into the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
Those were not released under some silly idea of national security. In other words, the government is saying that we cannot show you the four or five frames that confirm our ludicrous story because of national security.
You know, I liked it when you went after the money. Then it started to become plausible to me. Anything in this country,
Steve,
is plausible.
Go look at the film clip. Look what's been released.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, or, you know, get back to Mike and tell him whether or not what you said is correct, which was it shows the plane going into the Pentagon, or what I said is correct, which is they haven't released the whole thing.
Right.
And they cut out the part that allows you to identify what really went into the Pentagon.
All right, do you have a theory? And I've got to wrap this up because I want to move on to some more callers. Do you have a theory about the Pentagon? What happened?
No, well, I have a theory. My overall theory is that, you know, your second theory, which is, you know, the Bush crime family not only let it happen, but they made it happen. Okay, I'm just going after the most obvious giant holes in the government argument.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My theory goes on for, like you said, several days.
All right, Dan, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate what you had to say. Obviously, you've given us a lot of thought. Thanks for calling in, okay? You have a nice evening. All right, we're going to break and come back, and we're going to continue. What the hell? Might as well. Let's keep it going, because, like I say, I've never devoted a program to this, not really. And we'll never come up with a solution tonight. We'll never cover all the aspects tonight, but let's keep talking. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. We don't need.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take ester C, advanced protection, ester protection. Look for advanced protection, ester C, and ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Let up! Let up! Let up! When we'll
It's about 9 before the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Steve Sinton is my guest. Neither one of us are experts on anything, except Steve is an expert on radio. He's one of the people who helped put this network together in the early stages. We're talking about the World Trade Center collapse and just everything around that, the attack on September 11th, but sticking pretty much in our unprofessional way here to the collapse and what happened at the Pentagon. Neither Steve nor I are structural engineers. We're not physicists. Steve is, if you've been listening to the program, you hear he stays in his head a little bit more than I do. I get down in the gut. I've got some theories about this that I'm not even sure what my theories are. If you're a regular listener to the program, you know where I put the Bush administration on this, from a passive observer to something they knew was going to happen to an active organizer of something they caused to happen. That's a long spectrum, and you can place them anywhere on that you like. I think Steve is more of the type that says, look, these people attacked the country. They had no idea that they were going to be so in their minds, or in somebody's minds, because their minds were shredded, successful. So that's where we are. Back to your phone calls. Chris is calling from New York City. Chris, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, great. I'm so glad you're discussing this topic. It's so important. Wanted to add something to the last caller who said about Larry Silverstein and the $300 to $500 million policy.
Right.
Those numbers are wrong. It was a $3.55 billion. That's billion with a B.
Right.
Insurance policy. So that's
that was the insurance, right. And I remember reading it.
Million, so.
Yeah, I remember reading in the Times that he had to, there was some discussion whether or not he could collect on both buildings, it was ruled that he could.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so that's one thing. We've already discussed Larry Silverstein at length. Two other quotes that are very, very damning are, do you know about the Tom Kenny interview with Dan Rather on Wednesday, September 12th?
I don't.
Okay. Dan Rather's interview, Tom Kenny was a FEMA spokesman. And during the interview, he said, you know, that we're like the first responders to a disaster in New York. He said, we arrived late Monday night, then we went into action Tuesday morning.
Oh, I do remember that. The FEMA workers who were brought into the city from all over the country. I do remember that.
Yeah, right? So they arrived Monday night, September the 10th. Okay, so obviously, you know, they knew what was going down.
But weren't they, I'm saying, were they here for some sort of a FEMA gathering, convocation, convention? I don't know. I don't know the answer to the question.
Well, because then they tried to cover it and said he made a mistake, that he, you know, meant to say Tuesday night. But
right.
If you look at it, he said, you know, we arrived Monday night, we went into action Tuesday morning, and it wasn't until today, meaning Wednesday, that we worked the entire site. Well, if he meant to say we arrived Tuesday night, then it means, oh, we arrived Tuesday night and then went into action Tuesday morning. So he must have wanted his time machine to go from Tuesday night to Tuesday morning.
All right, what does that mean to you?
It means they were in town Monday night. They knew exactly what was going down the next morning.
But I mean in the bigger the picture here, what does it mean to you?
In the bigger picture, what you were talking about, you know, was Bush just I think it's on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a certain 10 that the Bush crime family engineered this and made it happen. And if I could just add another thing, on December 4th, 2001, 3 months after 9/11, Bush was at this town hall sort of thing where he was asked a question from a little 8-year-old kid about, you know, what, you know, how he felt about, you know, when he heard about the Twin Tower collapse and, or the Twin Tower being hit. And I'll read exactly what Bush said. He said, I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower.
Right.
The TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, there's one terrible pilot. And I said, it must have been a horrible accident. But I was whisked off there. I didn't have much time to think about it. And I was sitting in the classroom, and Andy Card, my chief, who was sitting over there, walked in and said, a second plane has hit the tower. America's under attack. Well,
okay, now I understand, and I've brought that up on my program many times, that if Bush saw the first plane hit the tower, he's the only one on the planet who did.
Exactly.
Right.
And the only place that he could
have seen it,
because there was no TV. First of all, you know, the plane hit at 8:46 a.m. So, you know, it wasn't on CNN or whatever until, let's say, 8:48, all right? So he could not possibly see it. But the only place he could have seen it happen live was in on a closed-circuit feed in the limousine, in the television in his limousine as he arrived at Booker Elementary.
Okay, now what about this? We all know that Bush is a dumbass.
Right.
We all know that Bush says things that make no sense. We play sound bites all the time on my program where he opens his mouth only to change feet.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Okay,
yeah, I know.
Right. Okay. So is there a possibility? I'm not challenging what you're saying because I know what I'm suspicious as hell. But is it possible? Is there a possibility that he was trying to be Mr. Hip and got it all garbled up again? Well, you know, I saw the first plane and then Andy comes in and tells me the second plane. Could it be? I'm just asking.
You know, it's a good question, but I think it was just him slipping and then trying to cover it because he then covered it once. The TV was obviously on. If you've ever seen, they actually have that video, and he, like, slips, and he runs, like, it's almost like, oh, my God, what did I just say? I just said it. And he goes, oh, yeah, the TV was obviously on.
Yeah.
He just totally blew that. All the information that you found, I'm from New York. I know someone who was at the towers when they went down and swore to me, looked me right dead in the eye and said, I heard the explosions in the South Tower before they collapsed. They went boom, 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 boom. And if you go on, there's so many websites where you can go and see FDNY guys and dozens of witnesses who heard the explosions in the towers before they collapsed. It was absolutely a controlled demolition. Controlled demolitions take weeks to set up. It couldn't have been done, you know, in a matter of an hour, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
All right, hey, listen, Chris, I have to leave it there. Thanks, man. I appreciate you checking in, okay?
Thanks for getting me in.
All right, you have a nice evening. All right, we got the break here. We're going to come back. We'll continue the discussion. What the hell? You want to, Steve?
Let's do, yeah.
All right, we'll keep it going. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, Florida Governor Jeb Bush's son was arrested on charges of public intoxication. Not cool, but most folks would say it's not a giant deal either. With those people for relatives, who can blame him for wanting a drink? It's not even an issue that Jeb's family spokesperson is saying it's, quote, a personal family matter which they are dealing with privately, unquote. But what? Could this retreat into privacy be coming from the same prying politician who wouldn't leave poor brain-dead Terri Schiavo and her husband alone? Whose brother called Congress back into session to meddle with Schiavo's own family matter? Whose political party sticks their moralistic noses into our bedrooms, health choices, family matters, and imposes its hypocritical judgments on the rest of us? Not even the Bushes want to live in the world they're creating, and that's the real crime here, not Jeb's son getting toasted. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo, America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jennifer Polsoni. Fire crews from all over California continue to battle the Topanga fire near Los Angeles that destroyed at least one home and threatened 2,000 others. Mike Morris reports.
Ventura County Fire Chief Bob Roper provides details on the number of acres charred as well as when he thinks the fire will be brought under control.
We have 20,655 acres burnt. It's 20% contained. It's still a little too early. I think we're still looking at probably a couple of days before we'll have full containment.
Roper adds cooler temperatures over the weekend will be of considerable help to firefighters. In Thousand Oaks, I'm Mike Morris.
New York Times reporter Judith Miller left jail Thursday after nearly 3 months behind bars and testified before the federal grand jury probing the leak of the identity of undercover CIA agent Valerie Plame. Though she never wrote a story on the leak, she had refused to identify the administration source she spoke with about, but the source released her from her vow of confidentiality and she agreed to testify. She did not publicly identify her source. Lawyers close to the investigation have identified him as Scooter Libby, a key aide to Vice President Dick Cheney. The mayor of New Orleans has put together a team of experts that'll make up his Bring Back New Orleans Commission to advise him on rebuilding the flood-ravaged Crescent City. Meanwhile, thousands of people have started returning to hurricane-ravaged New Orleans. Roadblocks and checkpoints restricting access to the city were removed, allowing people who have not seen their homes in a month to have their first look at what Hurricane Katrina left behind. Meanwhile, another hurricane, Otis, is making its way to Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Tourist resorts are bracing for high wind gusts and heavy rain as Otis churns away off the peninsula. Otis is a Category 1 hurricane, packing winds of 85 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says it's due to make landfall in a sparsely populated area of Baja California on Monday. The White House has criticized remarks made by former Education Secretary William Bennett that aborting black babies would lower the crime rate. The White House didn't elaborate on its position about the statement, but spokesman Scott McClellan said President Bush believes the remark was not appropriate. On his radio talk show Morning in America earlier this week, Bennett said, while it's morally reprehensible, aborting every black baby in the country would lower the crime rate. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This year, more than 200,000 women are expected to be diagnosed with breast cancer. More than 40,000 women will die from it this year. Dr. Michelle Blackwood is a surgeon at St. Michael's Medical Center in Newark, New Jersey, and she says even if you have no cases of breast cancer in your family, you still need to regularly get checked. She also recommends self-exams to search for lumps or discharge of blood. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price.
call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about the some of the aspects of the attack on this country on September 11, 2001, the collapse of the World Trade Towers, and also what occurred at the Pentagon. Sitting in the studio with me tonight is Steve Sinton, who was here at the beginning of Air America, one of the people who put this network together. Neither of us are experts. Steve is a little bit more of a realist, I guess, is the right word, than I am, more practical. So his point of view on all this is not like mine. I truly believe, to some degree, the Bush crime family was involved in this either actively or passively. So that's kind of where we're at. Anything you want to add?
Well, you know, my emotion gets the best of me here. I'm an American. I can't believe Americans would do this to other Americans.
Sure, sure.
I'm a Democrat. I have faith in my government, no matter who's in charge. And I think that, in general, the best comes into play. I can't explain no airplane at the Pentagon. I can explain Photoshop, you know, if you... You can do anything you want, and sure. if you want, please take Tommy Lee out and put me in the boat with Pamela, because you're doing me a huge favor. I think that this touches a huge nerve, because this is the event of our life, mm-hmm. And I think that what could be valid theories about what happened that day. That was a zipper going up, not down.
It's cold as hell in the studio. I've got my, a mountain ski jacket on. I've had to zip it up.
I'm glad I'm wearing a bra.
You're right.
because if you have what is ostensibly a credible theory about what happened that day, its credibility is subverted by, you know, that schmuck that figured out how to fold the $20 bill that way, and look, right. It's the World Trade Center on fire, and here it is, like, turn it, it's perfect.
I know.
You know, like, Israelis warned not to go to work at the World Trade Center that day.
Right.
All this stuff gets lanced. It gets hurt by this. And I'm jumping from website to website about this, and here is as first reported by the Associated Press, a booby-trapped truck hit the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember hearing that.
I'm
in the business, and I don't remember hearing that.
Yeah, I don't remember what I heard on that day. I was just dumbfounded. But what about this? Somebody just sent this to me. And this is old. This is September 23rd, 2001. Okay, 12 days later, from the BBC, hijack suspects alive and well It says, another of the men named by the FBI as a hijacker in the suicide attacks in Washington, New York, has turned up alive and well. This is BBC. The identities of four of the 19 suspects accused of having carried out the attacks are now in doubt. Saudi Arabian pilot Walid al-Sheri was one of five men that the FBI said had deliberately crashed American Airlines Flight 11 into the World Trade Center on September 11th. His photograph was released, yada, yada, yada. Now he is protesting his innocence from Casablanca, Morocco. He told journalists there he had nothing to do with the attacks in New York and Washington, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if that were in the World News Daily, I would there it is, BBC. I mean, what do you do with that? What do you do? And that's the thing. We don't hear about those reports. At least I don't. Maybe you do, Steve. But I don't. I don't hear any follow up to that. What I have heard or read is that five or six of these so-called 19 have turned up alive and well. Now, the immediate answer to me is, okay, the FBI got it wrong again. Different people flew the airplanes, right? But they were so quick. I mean, the FBI, remember the CIA, FBI, whoever the hell it was, they had passports. They found somebody's, wasn't a passport in the rubble of Trade Tower number one. This passport made it through. Whoa, look here. Here's the guy's picture. Jesus, what a serendipitous moment, right? Thousands of people die. Millions of tons of stuff comes down. And the passport or the photo or the visa, whatever, makes it through with the picture of this guy who allegedly flew the plane. Now, what do you do with that?
They came up with 19 photos in a real hurry, didn't they?
They did, didn't they?
It was remarkable.
Didn't they?
It was just like last night's lottery winners. I mean, they were in the TV just like
boom.
That. Yeah.
So, and that has to factor in. I mean, when we sit around and talk about this, how do you not factor in that? So, I don't know. Let's keep going. David is calling from Long Island City, New York. David, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you, Mike. Welcome to New York.
Hey, thanks. I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you mean welcoming the day I'm leaving?
Oh, well, I missed you at the Raven. I was coming down there, but I had other commitments.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate the sentiment, though, David. Thank you.
Listen, my background probably gives me a unique perspective on this World Trade Tower thing. I worked for IBM for 15 years on Wall Street, and I had dozens of customers inside the World Trade Towers in the late 70s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to install mainframes in those buildings, and we had worked with the architects to make sure that the weight of these machines would not exceed the weight limits of the floors, because what would happen was the floors would collapse, and then you have a floor collapsing on top of the other floor below
it.
And it causes a pancake effect. I want to ask you a question before I forget. Did you get the book I sent you?
Probably, but I don't know. I get so much stuff. I got a ton of stuff at home. I get books, tapes, CDs, DVDs. It's hell trying to get through. I'm sure it's there, David. But go back to what you're talking about, because you got my interest.
Okay. This is something that probably you've never heard of, but you can check this out on my website. There's a thing called Global Hawk. Global Hawk is a thing that the Air Force had for years and years and years, probably going back 20 or 30 years.
Now, wait just a second. Does this tie in to the mainframe, weight, the computers, and the architects? I want to hear about that.
No, this is into the way the planes flew into the building and how the planes flew into the building.
Okay, can we go back to the architect thing, though, you were talking about?
Yes, the floors collapse inside each other, and they would pancake the whole building down.
So what?
That would explain the buildings collapsing from within.
All right.
And
once
the structure is gone from within, the building collapses straight down.
Okay. So what you're saying that it is plausible that the floors collapsed up at the top where the plane hit and the pancake of that went boom 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 boom. That is a plausible explanation. You're saying?
Absolutely.
All right.
And the planes that flew into the buildings, they don't necessarily have to have been hijacked. Because what could happen is you could have a Global Hawk box, and what happens is when somebody has a Global Hawk box, they can seize control.
It overrides the controls. You're saying?
Right. It sends an encrypted handshake to the autopilot, and then when that encrypted handshake is established, you can actually reprogram the autopilot to make that plane go wherever you want it to go.
But it's my understanding, I may be wrong, I don't know anything about flying except I still get nervous. Doesn't the pilot ultimately have the ability to override automatic pilot, or is that not true?
Well, when you activate the Global Hawk, it takes the controls out of the pilot's hands completely. He has no, his whole power zone goes dead, and whoever's got that Global Hawk box can now steer that plane wherever he wants it to go.
Okay, now is what you're telling me absolute for real aviation stuff, or is what you're telling me something that you know may be true, maybe not?
Well, this is something that the Air Force kept under wraps for a long, long time. It's not common knowledge, and you got to be careful about getting too close to the truth, Mike, because you might end up like William Cooper.
Bailing out of an airplane with $1 million in my backpack?
I don't know about bailing out of an airplane, but I do know that this mechanism does exist. They've had the Air Force has had this for a long, long time.
Okay, give me a bottom line here. Very quick, because we run out of time in the segment. What's your take, David? What happened? Very quick.
Bottom line is the Bush crime family not only knew about it, but it could make it happen. And you can check it out on my website, www.net4truthusa.com. It's got links to all of this stuff. It's all cross-referenced and indexed and all of that. You can get all the information.
Okay, give me the website again.
www.net4truthusa.com.
Net4truthusa.com. All right. Thanks,
that's
David.
Right.
Thanks. Appreciate it. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Yes, and all of the killers have been killed or sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work.
Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas. Go to homebiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's homebiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
Border to border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
I've got a mind to give up living. Yes, and go shopping instead. I've got a mind to give up living. Yes, and go shopping instead. Pick me a tombstone.
Doesn't that remind you of Bush? Didn't he say go shopping after the World Trade Center thing and the attack? Didn't he say, what are you supposed to do? Go to Disneyland. Go shopping. That's how we'll fight the terrorists.
Don't interrupt your plans. Get out there and spend money.
Stupid bastard. Oh, my God. This is not Art Bell's Coast to Coast. This is the Malloy program. It's Friday night. I'm in the studio here in New York with Steve Sinton, one of the people who was here at the beginning as one of the organizers, one of the financiers, one of the executives. And just for the hell of it, we're talking about this. So I don't mean to trivialize anything here when I say just for the hell of it. I just mean there's a lot of stuff going on, but a lot of important stuff. I'm sure a lot of people tuned in tonight, Steve, and went, oh, Jesus, he's doing that. I'm out of here. But I'm sure a lot of people said, oh, Jesus, he's doing that. I'm going to stick around. So we'll see. Let's go back to phone calls, unless you had something you wanted to add.
Well, no. I am not one of them, as your emails are stating.
I know you're not.
I went out of my way to be one of the originators of this network because,
I know. You're not. You're not one of them.
Because we wanted everybody to know they're not alone. There are a lot of people that feel the same way. And can I be convinced? Oh, perhaps, but stuff like, Nostradamus and that other stuff undercuts everybody's theory. Perhaps the money thing. I really think that may lead somebody. $3.5 billion insurance policy. Because money gets a lot of things right or wrong in this country.
Yeah, what about the stock sales, the American Airlines and the other one that were sold short and millions of dollars were made on that day? I have never heard anything about who picked it up. I did hear that the CIA was going to watch, who cashed in from that, because it was an enormous transaction that was placed the day before knowing that the stock would drop, yada, yada. There's so much of this that nobody talks about. You just can't get a good conversation going with the people who are supposed to be providing this information, the news media. But I know you're a good guy. I saw your white horse out in front.
That's true. I know.
He comes up 6th Avenue on a white horse. So that's not in question. If what Steve says is a little doesn't fit with the conspiracy theories, that's all right. That's all right. Just, who knows? None of us know any of this stuff. All right.
And I would say that some of it goes to the fact that news has not done its job in the last 10 to 15 years. With consolidation,
right.
Everybody forgets that with consolidation, the first thing they did was drain the newsroom. There's nobody in there.
That's right.
And it's newsrooms, God, oh, strike me dead for saying this, are nothing but men and women calling each other going, what did you hear? Hey, what's going on over there? Do you know, we can't get anybody over there. We can't get a truck over there. We can't, you know, and that is what the cutbacks and the going here's a real investment banker thing. The pursuit of low hanging fruit.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Oh, well. Geez.
All right. Back to the calls. Chris is calling from New York City. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey.
I love to listen to you.
Oh, good,
and
good.
When I discovered you and when you came on in New York, I think it was, the beginning of this year, I was just so thrilled to death because I have to tell you, and I'm not flattering you, because, you know, you get a little testy sometimes, but you are the only person.
I get testy?
Testy.
What the hell do you mean by that? No.
I have to tell you, I respect you for this reason. You are one of the few people, and not only for discussing this, because as soon as I heard that you were discussing it, I decided to hang on the phone because I had to put in my 2 cents, even though, you know, the program's not taping on now in New York anymore. You are one of the few people who have actually had the nerve to really rip on the Democrats and their hypocritical ways, including the war in Yugoslavia and a couple of other topics that nobody ever mentions because it's not to their advantage. And I just wanted to tell you that. I mean, there were like four or five things that you've mentioned along the way when I listened to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank you for doing that, because I don't know whether you realize that there are some of us out there who do think and are very perturbed by the fact that there are just certain things that, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or a green man from Mars, you know, that you just don't mention because it's not in your interest. And so I just wanted to tell you that. I mean, that's not why I called, but I wanted to tell you that.
Well, thanks. That's good positive feedback. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate that. That's good. Now, what you really called about. Oh, wait a minute, where'd she go? What? No, I wasn't letting her go.
We were just getting to the good part.
Chris, call back in, quick. Chris! Somebody calls up, says nice things, we cut her off. Ay, 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 is that, you got her back? No? Hang in, Chris. We have phone. I don't even know that was. That might have been a technical. You got her back? Huh, Chris? All right, quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, Florida Governor Jeb Bush's son was arrested on charges of public intoxication. Not cool, but most folks would say it's not a giant deal either. With those people for relatives, who can blame him for wanting a drink? It's not even an issue that Jeb's family spokesperson is saying it's, quote, a personal family matter which they are dealing with privately, unquote. But what? Could this retreat into privacy be coming from the same prying politician who wouldn't leave poor brain-dead Terri Schiavo and her husband alone? Whose brother called Congress back into session to meddle with Schiavo's own family matter? Whose political party sticks their moralistic noses into our bedrooms, health choices, family matters, and imposes its hypocritical judgments on the rest of us? Not even the Bushes want to live in the world they're creating, and that's the real crime here, not Jeb's son getting toasted. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Can I carry a baseball bat?
stick my name in the tree.
Before the hour. Just again, a program note. I'm not going to be doing the program Monday night. Who's doing it for me, Jason? Yeah, that's right. Paul Rykoff, Anthony LaPay. Tuesday, I'll be sitting in for Jerry Springer. So tune in Tuesday morning, 9 to noon Eastern time. Let's see if I can destroy his program. I've got this reputation. I go and I substitute for people, Steve, and just absolutely shred their program.
And they're never heard from. I like your characterization of no best ofs, because best ofs are cheesy.
Oh, they're cheesy. They're awful.
They're just, and that's all that's gone on in this business in the last 10, 15 years is saving money.
And then Wednesday night, back at the regular time slot. Thursday and Friday next week, I've got, Paul Rykoff will be sitting in because my kid is getting married. My son, not Molly, no, the one who's 20, yeah, the one who's 27. All right, enough of that. Let's go back to the calls here. Dave is calling from Austin, Texas. Dave, welcome. There we go again with that. That'll be gone Monday, I've been told. Elaine is calling from New York. Elaine, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I'm so grateful that you brought this up. I think it is such a critical, critical issue. And I wanted to add something to what some of the previous callers were talking about, some little factoids that jet fuel burns at 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit under perfect conditions, perfect oxygen environment.
Yeah.
Steel does not melt until 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. So how is it that there were pools of molten steel found 3, 4, and 5 weeks into the excavation in the basement of the World Trade Center?
I don't know. What do you think? I don't know what that means.
Well, high explosives burn at 3,000 degrees.
Okay, so you hold with the theory that this was the buildings were brought down not by the planes?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
And also there are several. In fact, if you're interested, I have five different documentaries, and I'd be happy to send them to you if you haven't seen them yourself, because I've taken upon myself to make it my personal mission to get as many people as I can to watch these things. And the most frustrating thing is getting people don't even want to know this. People are so disturbed by the mere thought that their own government could do this to them, or elements within the government, I won't say the government, but elements within could do to its own people. I had one friend of mine saying, don't even tell me that. If I knew this was true, I'd pack up and leave.
Well, that's kind of what you were saying, Steve, earlier this evening when we started this discussion, that, you know, you're brought up a certain way. You know, I was brought up like Paul Simon sings about, back in my hometown, my mom out hanging the wash and, you know, stuff like that. And it's difficult, right, Steve?
I am not mentally, emotionally, physically prepared to find that my government at a certain point had a hunting license for me. I believe it. I believe it's happened. I believe it's happened to certain people. I mean, try and convince me about this tonight, especially the jet fuel argument.
Well, I think that you have to take responsibility to educate yourself. I think you have to avail yourself to the information that's there and sit yourself down and look at it.
Besides
9/11 in plain sight, there are several DVDs. There's another one that was recently came out by Eric Hufschmidt, Hufschmidt, who wrote a book, Painful Questions, and a DVD, Painful Deceptions, that accompanies the book. There's a gentleman by the name of David Ray Griffin, and I'm not really sure who he is. I think he's a divinity professor, like one of these people that studies comparative religion.
Right. He's got a book out. He's speaking. A lot of people really yell at me because I haven't had him on the program yet, and we're going to try to get him on. Yeah.
He'd be great. There's also another video, Loose Change, and each one that was made kind of goes a little bit deeper into it. And in Loose Change, they talk about how the so-called tapes of Bin Laden are very suspect. They look like the most recent one. He has an individual in there who doesn't even look like bin Laden and is right-handed when bin Laden, by the FBI's website, is left-handed, and he's in his guys in there writing a note with his right hand. Plus, he has a gold watch and a gold ring on his right hand.
Yeah, well, that's true. This guy that's going on trial soon, not bin Laden, I'm talking about Saddam. He doesn't look like the Saddam. I'm sorry.
Yes, I've heard people say that, yes.
All right. A bottom line here for me so I can move on. What? Go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Elaine.
Yeah, so anyway, so there's loose change. You already mentioned 9/11 in plain sight.
Right.
David Ray Griffin, Painful Deceptions by Hufschmidt, and the other one is called The Great Conspiracy, which I wish they hadn't named it that, because all you have to do is say the word conspiracy and everybody runs in the other direction.
I hear you. All right, I'll try to look at some of those.
And a website you can go to get all of them is reopen911.org.
Reopen911.org.
Yes, and you can get these DVDs on that website.
Okay, great. Thanks, Elaine. I appreciate you checking in.
Do you get the feeling that the time in which we grew up and the kind of media we had, the kind of news reporting, that Walter Cronkite would be a dartboard today and not really the most trusted man in America, that nobody could hold that mantle anymore, that everybody's got an idea, a concept, a conspiracy, with some proof, parts of proof, fractions of proof, total proof, and that really is the problem?
Well, I think a Cronkite would be less inclined to spout the conventional wisdom. I remember Cronkite, two instances when he announced it, took his glasses off and said the president is dead, and when he was talking about landing on the moon. And I think Cronkite could still command, even though, oh, Jesus, aren't we all so much more sophisticated here 40 years later, but I think he could still command respect and attention. And that's what's happened. Everything's been broken into a million pieces, Stephen. You know this, and you can't get someone's attention. This is the reason advertisers, they don't know where the hell to put their money anymore. You put it in television, you put it in radio. Where do you go? What do you do? You got the internet, you got this, you got that, you got TiVo, you got yada 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 yada. But I think Walter Cronkite would be the skeptic. He always was. I mean, Vietnam made him a skeptic, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know, when he started talking about when Nixon say, if Cronkite says the war is over, the war is over. So I think if we had a Cronkite today, I think he would be kind of maybe perhaps on the side of the skeptics about the official story.
I don't think we could have a Cronkite today.
Well, that's probably true.
I don't know if I lament that or not, because you're right. There is media coming from every angle. There are millions of new channels of communication. And we noticed this in focus groups 15 years ago. The first thing that went in network television in terms of credibility were numbers. Mm-hmm. Stats went.
Yeah.
People stopped believing them. And now everybody picks and chooses when they watch the news. Listen to this show. Read a newspaper.
Right.
You know, and in the back of everybody's head is, who wants me to do what and why?
Yeah.
What buttons are they pushing on me here?
That's right. Oh, God. That is so right. Janet is calling from Miami, Florida. Janet, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Sorry, Janet. Okay. You notice something? I don't know how often you listen to my program, but I get probably, on an average night, maybe 90% of the callers are males.
Uh-huh.
Tonight, we're running about 50-50. You notice how many women have some real serious stuff to say about this. Now let me slip into my sexist mode. You know, I've been married. I've got daughters. I've got grown daughters. I've got granddaughters. Women, to me, are always just a tad more practical.
Mm-hmm.
Than we are.
Have to be, yeah.
Have you noticed how many, I've noticed this, how many women on this particular issue are not going for the official line?
Yeah.
I don't know if it means anything, but it just caught my attention. Like Brandy is calling from Texas. Brandy, welcome to the program.
Hello there.
Hey.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. I love your show.
Thanks, Brandy.
The reason that I was calling is this is just such a hot issue with me, September 11th. I have an aunt who used to be in the military. She was in the Army. She also used to be an Arabic linguist for the State Department. And she is like a really flighty character. She disappears for years on end, and we don't hear from her. Nobody knows where she is. Mm-hmm. But she happened to contact my uncle about 2 weeks before September 11th and was inquiring about whether my grandmother was going to be traveling on the East Coast. She used to have friends and family she would go out and visit. And my uncle's like, well, no, she's in a nursing home and has been for several years.
Brandy, hold the thought right there. Now, don't go away. I got a break here. I'll come back. Your grandmother's in the nursing home and the flighty aunt. Hold on. Don't go away. I want to hear the rest of this.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03 and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you
you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Once upon a time you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you...
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
All your bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the crew tonight, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, who engineered the program, David Fizikas, our associate producer, who handled phone calls tonight, and our guest here in the studio, Steve Sinton, who is one of the people who was here at the beginning. Thanks, Steve. This has been
my pleasure. Fun. I'm a big fan of this show, and it's fun to finally work with you.
Hey, I like that. Mm-hmm. Also, our out of studio people who assist in the program, Mark Marshall, the webmaster at MikeMalloy.com, Ben Birch, White Rose Society, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Thanks to everybody. And Catherine Bay, executive producer, who has not been executive producing this week, but she'll be back next week when we get back to Atlanta. All right. Hold on just a minute. Let me get back to where I should be. Okay, I'm back to where I should be. Brandy in Texas. Now, you got the aunt who is flighty and the grandma in the nursing home, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And one of the things that I forgot to mention about my aunt was back in the late 70s, early 80s, she actually was married to a prince in some Middle Eastern country. And, of course, since September 11th, my family's been trying to rack their brain trying to remember what country it was. I can't remember, but... Anyway, so she, like I said, had this history of being in the military, an Arabic linguist for the State Department, and she called my uncle a couple weeks before September 11th wanting to make sure that my grandmother would not be flying on the East Coast anytime soon.
Right.
And my uncle informed her, you know, she was in a nursing home, has been for several years, that wasn't a problem. So after the shock of September 11th wore off, my uncle happened to remember this phone call that he'd gotten from his sister. So he knew that she had worked for the State Department, so he contacted the CIA because he was afraid if it was some sort of international thing that she might have been working on for the government, the FBI might not have any knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to jeopardize her position, so he called the CIA and explained to them what had happened, and they just kind of dismissed it and said, well, that's not significant information, and, you know, just kind of dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, you know, okay, the CIA was inept or whatever. And I had a coworker at the time who received the email about the terrorists targeting the shopping malls on Halloween. And it was before it had really started to circulate to everyone. So she was kind of concerned, so she contacted the FBI about it. And they called her back like two or three times that day to try to get information about who the email came from. And they're really trying to investigate it. So it's like my whole family is just, you know, enraged every time they talk about Homeland Security, because to this very day, no one has ever contacted my uncle to try to get any more information from him about this phone call that he got from his sister.
Right.
And it's just...
Well, has anybody in your family talked to the sister and said, you know, or the aunt, what did you mean by your phone call?
We have no idea how to get a hold of her.
Well, she's disappeared?
Yes, we have no idea where she is.
For 4 years she's been disappeared?
Yes. We haven't heard from her since she called my uncle that day. And we were all surprised that she even contacted him, because he had actually relocated several times. He had moved from Arlington, Virginia to the Dallas area here in Texas.
Okay, well, let me ask you something, Brandy. I know families can be crazy, and you know, I come from a real crazy family. But how can you have somebody in the family that disappears, like your uncle's sister disappears for 4 years, and I mean, doesn't he wonder where she is, if she's alive?
We wonder all kinds of things, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, since that time, my grandmother has passed away. And, you know, my parents are responsible for my grandmother's estate and what have you. And, you know, part of the will says my grandmother's leaving everything to my parents except for $20 to my dad's two sisters and his brother. And so, you know, I keep telling my parents, you need to be sure and tell the judge whenever you set up this account that they need to watch that, because if she tries to get to that money, maybe they can track her down.
$20?
Yes, $20.
Is your aunt going to come out of deep cover to go after 20?
You know, I really don't see it happening.
I don't either.
Never know.
20 grand maybe, but 20?
Right. So, you know, and we do often wonder that, whether she's even still alive, because who knows?
Okay, I got a few seconds left. What's your bottom line on your aunt's involvement in the phone call and the weirdness?
I think that she probably knew it through the government, and that the CIA just wasn't interested because they don't really care about figuring it out. They knew what was going to happen and exactly what they planned happened, and they just weren't really interested in following up on any true leads there might have been to figure out what went wrong.
And so you're in the camp then, either completely or partially, that believes that the Bush crime family had something to do with this.
Oh, I believe they had everything to do with it.
Everything to do with it. Okay. All right, yeah. Brandy, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call, all right?
All righty.
Okay, you have a nice weekend. I don't think we ought to take another call because we're starting to run out of time here. This has been interesting, hasn't it?
It's been eye-opening. It's completely different to do this show than it is to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, once again, nobody does the foil hat stuff like you do.
It's not foiled, Steve. This is not foil hat stuff. This is a search for the truth. It is. It's a search. It's as Vinny would say, it's a search for the truth. And I believe that. I'm still wondering what the hell was up with the assassination of John Kennedy. Mm-hmm. I don't accept. I'm sorry, I don't. I don't accept the Lee Harvey Oswald stuff.
And while I remain to be convinced, I probably could if the right argument came along. Mm-hmm. And I like the money one the most. I think most
going
the
back
evil
to Silver
in this,
yeah.
Absolutely. Most of the evil in this country happens because of huge, hideous amounts of old hard cash.
Money, oh my God. Well, listen, this has been A Slice of Heaven. Thanks for sitting in. I'll see you back in Atlanta, I'm sure, at some point.
Thank you, Michael.
So,
it's been great.
Have a good flight home. Have a nice day tomorrow. You're not going back on Sunday, right?
Yeah, we're going to hang in town and in New York. The weather has been beautiful.
Oh, hasn't it been something here? Oh my God!
And we're buying with both hands.
So. give me. Thanks, everybody. Here at Air America Radio Network for making our stay this week a lot of fun. I'll see you all Tuesday morning. All right. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Oh, have a nice weekend, Kevin Kenny, wherever you are.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you. They don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with